Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining me here on Block Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Evangelist Bill Benton. Welcome. Today is Monday, March the 4th, 2013. It is 7:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air live right here on Internet Radio, Victory Against All Odds. I am excited to be with you on this evening. I hope and pray that you had an awesome weekend. I celebrated another birthday this past weekend, and just the people of God just showed their love and showered me. And it's just an awesome thing to be able to sow and then be able to reap. So I thank God for his manifestation of what love really is. I always say love is an action word. And so I just thank God for allowing me to see another year. And even though I am one of those special birthdays, my birthday is actually the 29th of February, so I am a leap year day baby. And so I don't actually get another birthday until 2016. But I do borrow a day, March the 1st. And so I just thank God for all those that showed love and gifts and cards and well wishes on Facebook and texts and emails. Thank you all for just making my day special. For my first-time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family. Our mission is to encourage people to become empowered with strategic life tools to overcome abuse, rejection, fear, abandonment, and oppression. So once again, thank you for joining me on this evening. We praise God because today is the day that the Lord has made. This day, the fourth day of the third month, and we are glad in it. For four represents rule or dominion. And if we go to the scriptures, you can find that reference in Genesis 1 and 16, and it says, "And God made two lights. The greater light is to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also." Praise God. By way of announcement, for those who are my listeners and my first-time listeners, I'm excited. We have some upcoming things that I'm forecasting, so if you've got pen and pencil and paper, you can jot this down. On next week, I am especially excited about this. My special guest will join me next week on March the 11th as we continue our discussion on hearing and recognizing the voice of God, which is what we talked about on last week. Evangelist Connie Hayes from out of Alabama, who is the host of Walking in God's Purpose, will be joining me here on Blog Talk Radio and Victory Against All Odds. So she will be joining me next week here at 7:30 as we peel this onion together and as we continue our talk. And for those of you who did not or were not able to listen on last week live, I do encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast. We spoke about hearing and recognizing God's voice. We talked about just basic tools. How do we hear? How do we recognize the voice of God? Well, first and foremost, we know we must have a relationship with God. Amen. And then we must spend quality time with him. We must speak. We must speak to to him and he speaks to us. We need to read his written word, and then we need to be silent and be still so that we can hear the voice of God. For we know that he comes to us in various forms. We know that prayer and reading our word, fasting, you know that he comes to us with visions and dreams. And you know that he speaks to us through the elements, the wind, the wave, the sea, you know. And so we must be attentive to hear the Lord speaking and to recognize when he is calling for our attention. Therefore, we know that we have an adversary called the devil who causes us to be so busy, which is a trick of the enemy. We become so busy that we can't hear God. We don't recognize his voice. And this is called the spirit of distraction. And so we must be mindful, men and women of God, that we don't become so busy doing and going that we don't take time to sit still, cut the phone off, cut off the television, and just dwell in his presence. We know God's voice because we know him. For Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, according to John 10 and 14. So we recognize God's voice because we recognize him. The better we get to know God, the more clearly we will recognize his voice. Amen. And so Evangelist Connie and I are going to go a little deeper, and we're going to break out the 8 ways he speaks to us. So stay tuned for next week, which is March the 11th, right here at 7:30, and we will be meeting you right here. Also, if you have your calendars, I want to make this announcement also. On March the 28th, for those that are in the Carolinas, North Carolina, in the Triad area, I want to let you know there is a one-day conference coming up. And I say this because this is the very essence of Victory Against All Odds. You've heard me talk about sexual abuse. You've heard me talk about child abuse. Heard me talk about violence, domestic violence. So I wanted to give you this announcement. It's very timely. The North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault, which is called NCCASA, will be having a one-day free conference project, Engaging Men and Boys. And the title of the conference is What's Faith Got to Do with It? Understanding the Church as a Safe Place and Advocate for Survivors of Sexual Violence. This will be taking place on Thursday, March the 28th, 2013, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Raleigh. And so it is a training that it will be designed to explore those various spiritual responses that relate to sexual violence with an emphasis on the religious concerns of survivors. And so if you are interested, I encourage you to go to their webpage, North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault. You can just type that into the URL. It'll pull it up. There is a registration form, and I encourage you to sign up. It is free, what really, really blessed me is that the speaker is none other than Reverend Dr. William Barber, who is the president of the North Carolina NAACP. You know, he's also pastor at Greenleaf Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, out of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And so if you are in the Triad area in North Carolina, I encourage you to go to their page and sign up for this one-day conference. And really, leaders really need to be there, because one of the topics that they're going to include is What is the connection to our culture? What are legal ramifications if we fail to report? And what does the response vary based on if the child is an adult or if the person is a child or if they are an adult? I'm sorry. And then how to create a safe place in your church. In the event that something like this does happen. And then, of course, who do we call when we don't know what to do? I will be attending the conference, and when I do, then I will report back to those of you who are not in the Carolinas and be willing and eager to impart information for leaders. In particular, but anybody that is in a place where they may need to make that decision, I will be giving you information concerning the conference and also concerning the ramifications of what will happen if we do not report. And, of course, according to your particular state that you live in, those laws may vary. So it's going to be very important that we know what our laws are according to our state. God bless you, evangelist, in the chat room. I am excited that you'll be, Illinois, I'm sorry. Evangelist Connie is in Oakmont, Illinois. And so we look forward to having her on next week joining us here. And welcome all of you that are in the studio as well. Okay, as I kind of continue here on tonight, I didn't want to keep you very long. Those are all the announcements that I have for this particular moment. And so with the remaining time that I had, I just wanted to go back and pick up. I thought this got 12 minutes. Okay. I want to just go back really, really quickly and pick up something that I was talking about earlier when I was reading the scripture about what Fort represents. Okay, God bless you. I lost my signal. For those of you in the chat room, can you hear me? I just need to know if you can hear me. If you can hear me, if you can type yes in the chat room, that'll help me out a whole lot. Okay, I think I'm reconnected here. Can you hear me? Okay, God bless you. Okay, so as I was saying, I just wanted to expound a little bit on what we were talking about earlier when I was talking about four. So I wanted to go to the scripture. I wanted to go to the scripture, Psalm 27 and 1. And Psalm 27 and 1 says, with the remaining time that I have, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And I just wanted to touch bases on that just because four represents rule and dominion. So when we look at the scripture, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. we see how that becomes very personal, because it says my light and my salvation, which means that we can make claim to that, that we can make it personal. And so we know the soul, the my light, my salvation, the soul is assured of it. And therefore, declaring it boldly, my light into my soul. At the new birth, divine light is poured as the precursor of salvation. And when I think about that, I think about Genesis 1:1. You know, the earth was void, you know. And so there was light. There's some light that comes into that situation. So when there is not enough light to see our own darkness and too long for the Lord Jesus, there is no evidence of salvation. Salvation finds us in the dark. But it doesn't leave us there. Jesus, the Lord said, let there be light. It gives light to those who sit in the valley of the shadow of death. So when we make this personal, the Lord is my light and my salvation, there's an exchange that's taking place. So after there's a conversion, our God is our joy. He becomes our comfort. He becomes our guide. He becomes our teacher. And in every sense, our light. He is light within us, light around us, light reflected from us, and light to be revealed to us. It is not said merely that the Lord gives light. If you go to the scripture, it says my light. So it doesn't say that the Lord gives light, but he is light. Nor does that scripture say he gives salvation. He is salvation. So then by faith has laid a hold upon God, has all covenant blessing in his possession. So we know that every light is not the Son, but the Son is the Father of all light. Praise God. So this light, this being made sure of is a fact, so that the argument draws from it, puts us in the form of a question. Because after that, it says, the question is, of whom shall I be afraid? And whom shall I fear? Those are the two questions in that particular scripture. So we find comfort in knowing that the power of darkness are not to be feared, because we know that God is our salvation. Why? Because it clearly says that the Lord is our light. He's our light. He destroys them, and the damnation of hell is not to be dreaded by us, for we know that the Lord is our salvation. He rescues us. And so I just wanted to kind of hit on that particular scripture. When we come in situations where we become fearful. And so in order, the mere fact that God even mentioned fear, he knew that there were going to be situations, times in our life where we're going to become fearful. And so he comes to remind us that he is our light and our salvation. And if he's our light and our salvation, then we have no reason to fear, because he is the strength of our life. And I just wanted to just give you that quick word of encouragement on tonight, because, you know, the enemy comes to buffet us. He comes to cause us to be distracted. He comes to make us fearful, so that we don't go forth, so that we never come into the knowledge of our purpose, of our assignment, of who we are. And if he can keep us bound and chained in fear, we'll never move. And then we become stagnant in our walk and in who we are. We never move to the next step. And remember now, this is 2013, and I've already told you, and I'll tell you again and again and again, that 13 represents the spirit of backsliding, the spirit of rejection. And so if you are fearful, then you are not moving because of fear. And so therefore, we are bound by our fear. We're chained, we're locked, and we're stuck. And I always often tell you that we need to always be moving forward. Therefore, we must press towards the mark of the high calling. Therefore, we need to be moving. And so this scripture just happens to remind me about not being fearful, not being fearful to step out of the box. And so if we're not going to be fearful, we must put our trust in God, put our trust in the word of God. And so therefore, this leads us to hearing and recognizing the voice of God and how to do that. And so I look forward to next week and cracking and peeling that onion on how to do that so that we are not fearful, because the scripture says he is our light and our salvation. And just to put the icing on the cake, you know, the scripture tells us, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes come upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So we know that we have victory in Christ Jesus, because he's our light and our salvation. And it says, though the host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. So we know that we should have confidence, because we know that the Lord God is our light. He's our protector. He's our guide. And he's our salvation. That's just good. And I was listening to a message yesterday, and he was talking about the Lord being our light. And so when I went back and I, you know, to think about, you know, the day is the fourth day and it means rule and dominion, then it took me back to the Lord being our light and our salvation. So I just wanted to impart those words to you, that God is our light and he's our salvation, and that therefore we have no reason to fear the enemy. And because he's our light, that means that we are no longer in darkness, but we have right relationship with the Father, and we put our trust in the word. I like that. I like that. If we were to go, and those that are in the chat room, we're getting ready to go off the air. So I thank each and every one of you for just tuning in and listening. And if you desire to come into the studio, just press 1 and we can continue. And I'm not going to be for you much, much longer. I just wanted to impart some encouragement, because 2013, I tell you, I tell you, men and women of God, this is just going to be a year where we're going to see some financial, economic shaking, and we're getting ready to go through some turbulence that you've not seen before. And how important it is that we talk about hearing and recognizing the voice of God, if I may go there for a moment, and how timely this is, because we need to impart this in our children. And I say that because guess what? It's going to be our children that's going to perhaps go through the tribulation period. And so we need to empower our children and get them armed and ready so that they have the word of God down on the inside of them, so that they have that they're girded up, and so that they can go through and knowing that the Lord is our light and our salvation, and therefore we shall not fear. This is just so timely. And so I just wanted to leave that thought with you as we move forward. And go deeper into the word. And if I may say, for those of my listeners who, you know, the very essence of Victory Against All Odds is about family and those that have been hurt and abused, and those who experience sexual abuse, you know, as we were talking about the conference, and those who experience child abuse, and those who took it upon themselves to medicate their pain. And so therefore you have substance abuse, and those who try to commit suicide because it was just too great and you didn't think of any other way because you didn't know the Lord. Or maybe perhaps like myself, you didn't know the Lord, but you became weary in your well-doing, and you just didn't have any more strength because you didn't know that he was strength, because you were not walking in the knowledge of. So I say all that because we just need to know who we are, what we possess down on the inside of us. And I'm trying to hold this together, you know, because I get excited when I talk about the Word of God. But for those who have gone through these things, we're needing to take a corner here and begin to expose the enemy and not be ashamed of what we've gone through, because the Lord is our light and our salvation, and he's allowed us to go through these things because he has a plan and a purpose for our life. And see, one of the most beautiful things about all of this, and even in the scripture that I'm reading, this particular psalm, if you give me, it says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And so we know that he has a hiding place for us. And he set us upon a rock. A rock is a solid thing. It's stable. You know, it's not like sand. It won't let us down. It's a sure foundation. So we should take pleasure in knowing that though we've been afflicted, persecuted, talked about, spit on, lied on, cheated on, and all these other things that caused us to be scattered and go through the various things that we all went through. "For in the time of trouble he shall hide us in his pavilion." And if you go to Psalms 91, he'll protect us under his very wings. I take pleasure in knowing that, because he is our light and our salvation. And therefore we shall not fear, because now we know who God is, because we have relationship with him. And when we study and we read our word and we commune with him and we dwell in his presence, because he's down on the inside of us, and we can take comfort in knowing that he'll rock us and cradle us in his arms. "And therefore we shall not fear the terror by night or the arrows by day." We shall not fear, because he is our light and our salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm full because there's just times when we go through life where we get tired, and we must know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. He is our strength. He is our light. He is our salvation. He's our protector. And so we just need to know and be reminded every now and then that he is all that we need him to be when we need him to be it. We just got to call on him and know that he answers our call, our cry. He sees our tears. He knows the number of hairs we have on our head. And so I just wanted to set you up. And for those that don't know Christ and those who are still trying to find out Well, how do I get to this place that you're talking about? How do I walk in victory against all the odds? By hearing and recognizing the voice of God and know when he's speaking and how he's speaking and whom he's speaking through. Because he doesn't always use the scriptures. He doesn't always use a man or woman, a boy or girl. He may be speaking through the elements, the wind, the wave, the sea, the storms. He may be speaking through visions. He may be speaking through dreams. And so we just got to be able to recognize that it is him that is speaking, whatever way he chooses to do so. So the woman of God and I, we're going to come and we're going to give you impartation on what that might look like, because there are various ways, and we're just going to talk about maybe eight of them. And so I praise God for you listening on this evening. And remember, on last week, I just want to give you this and remind you of something to ponder and to work on and think about. If you feel that God is speaking a message to you, but you're not really sure if it's from God, here are some of the good questions that you must ask yourself in reference to. God, is that you? Are you speaking, or is it me? Well, how do we know that it is he speaking? And my challenge to you is to ask yourself this question. Does it line up with the Holy Bible, with the scriptures? Does it lead you to a closer relationship with God, a greater unity with him? Does it lead you to expressing love, which is putting God's benefits and the benefits of others before your own? This is self-examination. Does it lead you to a dying of yourself and a greater manifestation of Christ's life in you? And does it cause greater humility in you and a greater dependence upon God? And does it cause greater joy, love, peace from God in you? That's a question that we need to ask when we're not quite sure if God is speaking. There are times when we're just not sure if it's him that is speaking. And so those are some of the things that we need to ask when we're trying to find whether is in fact him. And so I lead with that assignment, with that homework assignment. And as we go forth on even next week, talking about hearing and recognizing God's voice. And so we're going to talk about how does he speak? How does he speak? So thank you. God bless you. If you desire to write me, you may do so. Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. If you desire to email me, or if you have a question or concern, you want to get in touch with me, you may do so either by email odds, ODDS, _against, U, the letter U, that is, at yahoo.com. Again, that's odds, ODDS, _against, AGAINST, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Or you may call my voicemail at 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. Again, that is 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. And you may actually leave an extended message, and you can talk for up to an hour. And be sure to leave your contact information. I will pray, go before the Father, and I will get back in touch with you, because I don't believe in just saying anything of my own until I consult the Father. And I will be back in touch with you as soon as I am released. So if you desire to be on the broadcast, you may also dial that same number, or you may email me, or find me on Facebook or Twitter. And I God bless each and every one of you for joining me this evening. I do not take it lightly. God bless each and every one of you. May God continue to abundantly bless you in all that you do. And may he go before you. And I thank God for what he is doing in this hour, in this season, for the people of God, for the body of Christ. Know that we are about to go through some experiences that are going to be very turbulent for the body of Christ. But because we serve God, hallelujah, we need to be girded up in prayer, because people are going to be looking for us, and we've got to be ready. And so we're going to do just that. So join me again next week. I'm excited about next week. Don't know all that God is going to do or say, but it's his broadcast. And so we're going to just be prepared. We're just a vessel. Amen. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Okay, I'm done. I don't have anything else to say. So I'm going to take us out, and I will meet you right here on March the 11th at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. God bless each and every one of you, and good night. I'm trying to figure out what to play, so that's why I'm hesitating. Okay.
Is anybody glad in the room for Jesus? Is there anybody that's glad in this room for Jesus? Before we quit, can you sing that tonight? Say Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Who rose again? Who died for me and you?
Jesus.
Who is your Savior?
Jesus.
Who is your King?
Jesus.
We love to call you.
Jesus.
Call your holy name.
Jesus.
What's the name above all names? Who is the name above all names?
Jesus.
Who has resurrection power?
Jesus.
Who has resurrection power?
Jesus.
Can you lift your hands and call his name?
Jesus.
On one accord, we worship the name. We're gathered here to call your name.
Jesus.
Cause where two or three are gathered, you see.
Jesus.
He's in the midst of me.
Jesus.
There's power in that name.
Jesus.
There's power to chase demons in that name. Who delivered you from every sickness?
Jesus.
Who saved your marriage and saved your home?
Jesus.
Lift your hands and call the name.
Jesus.
Lift your hands and call the name.
Jesus.
Just one more time, don't get tired.
Jesus.
Meet you right here next week. Amen. Good night.